Jesus is talking about the ego as if it is a separate entity. He does speak about it that way at times, and can as well when he's commenting on it. But then here you really do get a sense. You begin to see where Jesus is saying the ego arose from the separation, and its continued existence depends on your continuing belief in the separation. So it's not an independent entity that's exerting control over us. It's our own belief. But Jesus does speak about it as if it were a separate entity, and part of the reason he's doing that, part of it's just part of the myth to tell the story, but there's a value too in terms of the process that he's leading us on, and he wants us to be able to separate ourselves from the ego. He wants us not to identify ourselves with the ego. So he's speaking of us, and he's speaking of the ego, so that they're like two separate things. And so he's saying, you are not the ego. The ego is something you are believing in, but it's not who you are. So that's going to be helpful in this process of learning to disidentify or separate ourselves from this thought system and from the ego. I mean, we tend to visualize the ego as some little gremlin with all this power that's jumping up and down and trying to control us. But it's really a puppet thought, if you will, that we are animating and giving power to, and then accepting its interpretation of what it is that we seem to have done with this thought of separation, what it means. We accept its interpretation.